WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm so glad you're joining me on this journey to quiet those minds and embrace a little more peace. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Emotional intelligence. You know, that ability to understand your feelings, the feelings of others, and how they all play a role in your decisions. Ever feel like you're making choices based purely on gut instinct or reacting without really thinking things through? Yet me too. But trust me, cultivating this emotional intelligence can be a game changer. It's like having a secret weapon for navigating life's crazy roller coaster. So let's get real for a second. How many times have we made decisions that, looking back, just weren't our best selves? Maybe it was snapping at a loved one when you were stressed, or impulsively buying something you didn't really need just because it felt good in the moment. See, those are often moments where our emotions take the wheel and our rational mind takes a backseat. But guess what? We can change that. First things first. Self-awareness is key. It's about recognizing your own emotions as they happen. Think of it like having an internal thermometer for your feelings. Are you feeling anxious, excited, frustrated? Labeling those emotions helps you understand what's driving your actions and reactions. It's like giving your emotions a name so you can actually start to talk about them. Next up, empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. Think about the time you were feeling down and someone just got it. They didn't try to fix it or offer empty platitudes. They simply listened and acknowledged your feelings. That golden nugget of empathy can make all the difference in building stronger relationships and understanding different viewpoints. Now, let's talk about regulation. This is where we learn to manage our emotions effectively. It's not about suppressing them completely because, let's be real, that never works, but rather finding healthy ways to express and process them. Deep breaths, a quick walk, journaling, whatever helps you find that calm amidst the storm. Communication. This is where all those amazing tools we've talked about come together. It's about expressing your emotions clearly and respectfully while also actively listening to others. Think of it as a dance. You're both sharing your feelings and understanding each other's perspectives. And lastly, self-motivation. This is all about setting goals, staying focused on what matters, and pushing yourself to grow. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice. It's also about empowering yourself to make decisions that align with your values and lead you towards fulfillment. Okay, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for a meeting, and your phone is dead. Your inner monologue starts spiraling, "This is the worst day ever. I'm going to be so embarrassed." But then you remember our little chat today. You take a deep breath, acknowledge that feeling of frustration, and think, "Okay, Laura, what can you do about this?" Maybe you call your boss to explain, or use the time to listen to an inspiring podcast. T. Emotional intelligence isn't just a theoretical concept, it's a practical tool you can use right now to turn those frustrating moments into opportunities for growth. So, my amazing listeners, remember, cultivating emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate the small wins along the way. It's all about becoming more aware of your emotions, understanding others, and using that knowledge to make decisions that truly serve you. Remember those five key takeaways we talked about: self-awareness, empathy, regulation, communication, and self-motivation. These aren't just words, they are powerful tools to unlock a happier, more fulfilling life. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below. Did anything resonate with you? Maybe you have a personal story about how emotional intelligence has helped you make a better decision. Let's keep this conversation going because remember, we're all in this together. And until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep detoxing those overthinking tendencies. Catch you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.